now, as we do normally every hour, we change the place a bit. We're going to talk to a lady that we've spoken to before, but it's a terrific organisation, and we want to hear what they've been up to in the last 12 months. So it's my pleasure to introduce Libby, and Libby's with a group called Quilts for Orphans. So first of all, welcome, Libby.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you too. Now, before I come on air at midday, as most people would know, we're on a property here that's owned by the Lions Club. And they have their meeting hall, and they've got this our radio studio sitting on their property, but also they've got an op shop. And when I was in there prior to 12, just to say hello to my friends in there, they said, "Oh, who are you interviewing today?" And I mentioned the groups, and then she said to me, "Oh, we often get ladies coming in here wanting material for quilts. So I guess some of you people are in there looking for wool or whatever they need."
Yes, yes. And I know they've been really supportive when they've had fabric come in and they've contacted us. So,
have they?
Yep.
Yeah, they're great
given
people
us,
in there.
Yeah,
and I always pop in there on a Wednesday to say hello. And unfortunately, I buy a few CDs. So I've got plenty of them, but there's always something there. But anyway, we're not here to talk about me or that. You want to tell us a bit about a project that you've been working on?
Yeah, so we've had a project from March until the end of June, and we called it Project Flower. It was supported through the Yarra Rangers Council monthly grant program under Vibrant and Connected Communities. And so we set some goals to make 30 single bed quilts.
In how long?
From March to June. So we've got some, or to finish off some quilts, because we've got quilt tops as well. So our goal was 30 single bed size quilts for Southern Cross Kids Camp, and they were running a camp in Mount Evelyn just a couple of weeks ago.
I had them been talking about it.
So something that the children attending the camp in Mount Evelyn, they could they had a choice of quilts, and they could choose one to keep. And we had some ladies.
They got to take them away.
Yep, they got to take them. Yeah,
terrific.
Yeah,
so that's fantastic.
And we had some ladies making tote bags for them as well, so they had a bag to put their quilt in. We've had another goal for 30 single bed size quilts for Billanook College's service project to Thailand.
And when's that 30 going to?
The students are coming to the hall, Hodders Creek Hall, next Tuesday to choose quilts.
So that means you've made 60 quilts in the last few months?
Yes, yes. We've had a number of people donate the quilt tops already, and we've finished them off, so quilted them.
But as a group, let's just look at this. In about the last two or three months, you've created 60 single bed quilts.
Yes.
Gee, and that's no small effort.
I know. They're amazing, amazing ladies, very productive. And we've also finished off 75 lap quilts.
Go on, tell me, how big are they?
So lap quilts, they're about, we do it in inches because many of the patterns are American.
Yeah.
So about 50 inches by 50 inches.
So that's just designed to sit on the
lap. Yes.
Yeah. So are those donated to Libby or?
Yes, they've been donated to aged care settings, so Kirkbray and Walmsley, palliative care, a connection that we've got through Mombok Open Door Community Care. They've got connection with a chaplain who's involved with palliative care and supporting people. So
that'd
some quilts go.
Job.
That
chaplain's job would just be a terribly hard job.
Very, very supportive. But they're amazing. Amazing what they do.
Anybody, and I don't want to get off the track here, but a big shout out to anybody, and I know Eastern Volunteers have got a group involved in palliative care. A number of them have. Anybody who does that is a real champion, because I couldn't do it. Anyway, sorry.
They're very, very supportive.
Yep.
Yes. And we've also had we're contacted by a group called Frankston Connect Community Care, and they see 200 people, like, over a fortnight period. They go and visit, and they were asking for blankets. So we had a contact with them a couple of years ago, so they connected again. And so we had some lap quilts, and I said, look, you can have those. There were about 12, I think, that we had left on our shelves. And so now Flower Project is now, you know, finished, but we've got a few more that we're making some single bed quilts for Frankston Connect Community Care, and also Monash Newborn Intensive Care Unit and Royal Children's Hospital Paediatric Unit.
Let's just stop here, half a tick. How many quilts do you normally hand out in the year? Because, I mean, you're talking a lot of numbers here.
Yes. So we go in financial years because with our budgeting and things. Yep. So the last financial year we gifted 440 quilts.
440?
Yes.
So how many people have you got working on those?
We've got around about 70 members that are local and regional and interstate. So people from distance make quilt tops and send them in. We, on average, we have between 10 to 15 people coming, or ladies coming to the hall on a Tuesday.
So they don't all come to hall though, do they?
No.
So some do things out. Work from home.
Yes.
So how many did you say you gave out last year?
440.
Gee, that's no mean effort, is it?
I know, they're a really, really productive group. Yeah. And so since the group started way back in 2007, the total amount of quilts is roughly about 6,500 quilts. It's incredible.
I mean, we're talking big numbers there. Mm. We are talking big numbers. I just can't believe that. I mean, that's amazing for a group of ladies.
Yes.
And I'm not being sexist when I say that.
Well, we're all ladies. There are men.
I was going to say there's probably no men.
Men who do quilt, but we just have ladies.
Yeah.
So
how many people did you say you get along on a normal week?
On a normal week. So between, say, 12 and 15.
So between that and the other people, mm-hmm. you're creating hundreds of quilts.
Yes. There's some of us, we have quilting machines at home, so we do the quilting at home.
But it still means they're putting their time in.
But we just put it, yes.
I need to take a break because I'd like to follow this because I think this is amazing. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Took the mess.
I'm talking to Libby from Quilts for Orphans. Now, I find these numbers that we've been talking absolutely amazing. So when you go to the hall, I think you said about a dozen or so turn up.
Yes.
So, like, you must be there from about 8 o'clock in the morning to about midnight at night. Like,
no, 9.30 to about 3. Sometimes we're there for a little bit longer.
And you're still turning out these numbers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So I've got to ask you, well, let me just put it to you too, and you spoke about ladies retiring, and I know it happens with men, and that's why the men's sheds around and all that. It's not only the case of making the quilts, is it? It's a case of it's friendship between ladies.
Like, yes.
They can go and talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Yes.
Because I remember, well, I only had men's shed in here last week, and they said, you'd be surprised how many times we talk about prostate cancer. And so I guess it's not only a case of, you know, if a lady's got a problem and she starts to get some friends, I guess some of those things happen too.
Absolutely. And that's it's not just making the quilts.
Yep.
It's that friendship and that making connections with others and other ladies, and also having something to do that's purposeful.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I've got to ask you, I know you said you wanted to talk about the people that they've been donated to a bit, so this goes into, well, I was going to ask you, because I know you've told me you've sent some overseas,
and yes.
I remember you told me that the last interview, what sort of percentage would go overseas compared to where you give them out locally?
We're probably now looking at about 10% going overseas.
Oh, so 90%
stay. About 90% stay, yeah.
Now, I know you've got a list of people, so mm-hmm. let's hear a bit of, you've spoken about a couple already. Give us a bit of an idea where they go, please, would you?
So some of the other groups over the last 12 months, the Queen Elizabeth Centre that's based in Noble Park,
yep.
and DPV Health, which is in Hume and Whittlesea. And both those organisations support vulnerable mothers and their babies.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had quite a number of quilts.
Because you talked about the other being the lap ones, and they more went into the aged care.
Yes.
So you're covering both ends.
With yes. These ones have been smaller. We call them the cot size quilts. They're good for like play mats for the children to be, you know, on the floor and floor time, or people, you know, holding them, holding their babies with the quilts. We've had Cottage by the Sea. They're at Queenscliff.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So
because they have a place up here too. Some of the, like, I know the the cottage is down by the sea, but they had somebody up here working because I interviewed her once years ago.
Mm. There is a, I think they have speakers and they travel around Melbourne and speak.
How it was.
Yes, yeah. So children that go to the camps at Cottage by the Sea, they like to give them like a pack of items, whether there's toys or quilts or knitted blankets or babies.
Because a lot of those are vulnerable children too, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. And we also have a couple of people who do knitting for us, and so we're able to pass items on to Cottage by the Sea. We've had a couple of quilts actually be delivered to Ukraine. Last year, yes, someone was going to the
crane. Them in there, wouldn't
it? So a person contacted me and said, I can take two quilts. I can fit it in my suitcase. So found
a game gun over there.
very good. But they passed them on to people that they knew, and there were two grandmothers in a Chernobyl area that had done, they were doing a lot to help their community. They were given, they sent us back photos and videos of these two ladies getting their quilts. So we had some that a lady had made specifically for Ukraine that we thought were just waiting for the day that they could be delivered. So there was bright blue and yellow in Ukrainian colours, but lots of Australian animals and patterns.
Yeah.
So those grandmothers, two grandmas, were very excited. Yes. So that was good. Yeah. Another organisation that's also overseas, Change the One, and they have works. They have children's homes and supportive employment and educational programs in Vietnam and the Philippines.
Mainly for ladies, is it?
I think all people who are vulnerable. In Vietnam, it's the generational impact of Agent Orange and people being born with disabilities and adults that have disabilities, so supporting them.
I don't want to get into it, but it was a disgraceful time in our history. But anyway, keep moving. I don't want to be there.
And, the Philippines, it's a project that... I don't know a lot about it, but Change the One, an Australian businessman had been able to make some contacts in the Philippines and starting up some projects there.
I've got to ask you, Libby, how do you find these groups, or do they find you?
They find us. Sometimes it's through people that are, ladies that are members and connections they have. Other people hear of us and contact us.
Because I think I remember you telling me that someone came over and you sent them home, but they came to see you and you sent them home with some quilts anyway.
Yeah, a great big suitcase of quilts. I knew that it was an American lady I knew who was working in Beijing, and she had contacts with an orphanage in China.
Because, I don't want to get into politics and all this sort of stuff, but in some of those countries, because it's very poor, that some of those people, like an orphanage here, while it's never a nice place, but I guess they're reasonably looked after. In some of those countries, they can't afford to look after some of these abandoned children and that, can they?
No. The organisation that, or the orphanage that took the quilts in China had actually been set up originally by an Australian doctor and her American husband, going way, way back.
And that's happened with a lot of organisations overseas, I must say. And I know I'm a Rotarian, and Rotary do a lot of work with some of these third world countries. Some of the countries, like the cities may have a lot of money or, are relatively well off, but it's once you get out past there. I mean, some of these people, I've heard hospitals that are where the ladies are giving birth on a blanket on a dirt floor.
Mm.
You know, it's hard to imagine that some of these people. So, and where I'm going, I'm not trying to ramble on here, is some of these women to get a quilt must be almost like they won Tats Lotto.
Photos that have come back from Billanook College's service projects, every 2 years they go to Thailand.
Yep.
And it's close in Thailand, close to the Myanmar border, up in the mountains. And photos that they've shared with us of them giving the quilts to the children and the families, just the joy on their faces this is something, this is for me.
Yeah.
So it's special.
And some of these have got nothing else.
Mm.
Have we gone through all the numbers yet? I don't want to
There's a few more organisations.
Keep going.
Through Maroondah Rotary, a connection that we had, they've been supporting Refuge Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
So with domestic violence.
Yep.
So we've had quilts that we've gifted and donated to them. And there's also Life's Little Treasures. Now, they're based in Ringwood, and they support families, premature babies and families and their families.
Life Little Treasures.
Yes. So they have a special project, or one of their projects is 100-day quilts. So when the infant gets to 100 days, they get a very special quilt that has 100 appliqued or embroidered on it.
Can I ask you, and maybe you don't know, what significance is 100 days? Do you know?
I don't know.
No. I'm just wondering why. Whether from there on everything's going to be all right or something. I'm just wondering. Anyway, it doesn't
I'm
matter.
Not sure.
Neither am I.
I'm not sure. I hadn't actually ever thought of that. I'll have to do my research.
Well, I was just wondering why they would, because you know, it's very specific, isn't it? Mm. 100 days. It's not like 2 months or 3 months. No. It's 100 days.
100 just, days, yeah.
Yeah. Next time I'm talking to you,
okay.
I'm hoping you'll find out.
I'll do my research.
Libby, I've just got to take a quick break. I've got a sponsorship announcement popped up. We'll take that and then we'll come back and hear more about where these quilts have been going. Kernighan and onto something. Libby, just before we go on, because I want to discuss a couple other things, just for any new audio people listening to us today, could you just give us very brief as to who started Quilts for Orphans and why it was started, please?
Quilts for Orphans started back in 2007 by a lady called Gaynor Peterson, and she had recovered from breast cancer, and the treatment that she had just left her feeling very, I guess, very tired and not a lot of energy. And so she was looking for something to do with purpose.
Yep.
And long story short, she started to make quilts for children's homes in India through Mount Evelyn Christian Fellowship at the time. So going way, way back. And so that's where Quilts for Orphans started. It was with Gaynor, her daughter, and one of her friends, so three ladies.
Would she have ever imagined that the numbers are just turning out now? Would she start? I bet she couldn't.
No. She originally set a goal of 2,000, and so that was a few years that she met the goal, and slowly the group grew.
Yep.
But also the program in India, it was handed over to local groups, and they were working on empowering the villagers to develop a foster care system. So the children's homes ended up closing. So for Quilts for Orphans, there were some other orphanages that we were making quilts for, but we've really expanded. So it's really making, we say, making fabric hugs for those in need locally and globally.
Do any people overseas make the quilts for you, or you export them yourselves?
No, we send them, and we make sure that they're actually hand-delivered, or they've got a solid process to actually get them to the groups that
and
are
I
intended
know that,
to.
Lions and Rotary do the same, because things do start to go astray in some countries.
Yes.
And you don't want to. All right. So now we've been talking about, you've got a list of all the people that you've helped, which is a great lot there. And in fact, we'll try and get a couple of men to talk to us. But now, you don't rest on your laurels. What have you got coming up?
So coming up, this is in October, part of the Yarra Rangers Council Over 50s Festival.
Yep.
We're running a sewing workshop on Saturday, October the 11th.
Hang on, Saturday?
October the 11th.
October the 11th, yeah.
At the Hoddles Creek Hall.
Yeah.
From 9:30 to 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And we're calling it the Heart to Heart Workshop.
Heart to Heart?
Heart to Heart.
There used to be a TV show, Heart to Heart.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, I remember that.
So our plan is to be sewing some fabric hearts to donate to Life's Little Treasures. And the fabric heart is worn against the parent's skin so that the fabric can absorb their scent. And then the heart is placed with the baby in the isolate in the newborn intensive care unit.
So they can smell mum on them.
Yeah. So it is.
How did anyone come up with that idea?
I'm not sure. I saw it on the Life's Little Treasures Craft Connections
And that's what
website.
They do?
Yes, yeah.
Gee, I don't think I would have been smart enough to have thought of that.
So that was a lovely activity. We've got all materials supplied, but we just ask people to bring their own lunch.
So that's on Saturday the 11th of October at your Hoddles Creek Hall?
Yes.
Anything else coming up?
We've got the following weekend on Saturday, October the 18th, we've got a stall. We'll be selling craft, and we've got a small number of quilts that we sell, and that's part of our fundraising because we need to buy the wadding and sometimes the backing fabric.
And where's that? You didn't tell us where that was.
That's at Truth and Liberation Concern Church in Canterbury Road, Bayswater.
And do you have a display this year coming up at Mont Delancey?
We do at Mont Delancey, so our quilt display and also our craft sale. And we'll have some D-Stash. That's November the 1st through to November the 9th, but Mont Delancey is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Yeah. And they're in Wellington Road, Wanda North.
It's a great place, that too. Mm. Apart from coming to buy a quilt, you can have a good look around the places too.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Now, at about, we've got to get out of the studio just before 3 o'clock to let Greg in. So Libby will give you the contact details if something that we've said today excited you. And I guess, and we'll talk about this a bit later, apart from there may be ladies who think, gee, this would be a great thing for me to get involved with, I guarantee they're not going to knock back any donations, either financial or immaterial.
At the moment, our shelves are groaning with material.
Oh, so you don't need any more material.
We've had to pause. We're trying to madly sew through it. So we've just taken a pause. But donations of wadding would be helpful, or any financial donations.
All right. Yep. And Libby will tell you all about that at about 5 or 6 minutes to 3. And that was, of course, with ABBA and Waterloo. There was something in the paper today they talk about that they thought they might have brought something out here, but I think it got too expensive, and so it doesn't look like happening. But anyway, I still thought I'd put in Waterloo. Now, Libby, you're just in conversation, mentioned that you're there every Thursday.
But Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep.
Started with a T. Every Tuesday between 9 and, was it 9.30?
9.30 and 3.
9.30 and 3. But now and again you're there on a Saturday, you were saying.
Yeah, so the second Saturday of the month from February through to October.
Yep.
We're at the hall, same time, 9.30 to 3.
Do you find you get more on a Saturday or less on a Saturday? Or
different. Usually different people.
Yep.
Sometimes the same people. And it varies. It depends on who's headed north for the winter. But some ladies who used to live nearby but they've moved further away down the Mornington Peninsula, they come up on the Saturday.
Sounds like a great gig. And I'll bet there's plenty of fun and laughter too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yep.
Libby, if we've got people, I know we've got people listening, but if they're part of a group where there are likely to be young children or elderly that could benefit from a quilt, are you happy to hear from them too?
Absolutely. So if you email me at info@quiltsfororphans.org, and let me know what you need. Any children that are in a vulnerable situation or have been experienced trauma or domestic violence, any aged care settings that we're not in contact with. There are some local ones, but other ones, just send me an email at info@quiltsfororphans.org and we'll work something out.
So I interviewed a person a little while ago, and I've spoken to them two or three years, once a year, and they were telling me that, I'm not going to talk too much about them, but they, like, if the child is taken away from home, particularly if it's in a violent situation, the police don't want to hang around. They're the ones that have to go in with the worker. They've got a court order. They go in, they grab the children, and very often they leave with nothing than the clothes they're standing up.
Mm.
The situation is so dire, and I'm not having to go at the police because they do a terrific job. It's so dire they don't want to hang around. They're worried about their safety. They're worried about the safety of the child. So they will go in, they'll grab the child, and if they grab a teddy bear, that's about all they get.
Yes. There's some organisations around that do help provide like backpacks for kids.
That's the one I was interviewed.
So
I guess the point I'm trying to make is, apart from them, there are obviously, particularly in children, that just have nothing. They just all of a sudden they're nowhere and they've got nothing.
No. So to have something, a small toy or a special quilt.
Yep.
So if you do know of people that are supporting those sorts of programs and need quilts, just send me an email, info@quiltsfororphans.org, and we always keep some on the shelf, quilts and things in emergencies. So we'll try to do our best to help.
Well, I just feel so sad if a young child particularly walks out with nothing.
Mm.
And that's backpacks were telling me.
Mm.
And in fact, they get worse because if there's been violence or sexual activity, they take the clothes off them because they want the evidence, and so they wind up with nothing. Anyway, we did if anyone wants to donate, I know Backpacks for Kids would love to get some money because they do enormous work.
Mm.
Anyway, but we're here to talk about Quilts for Orphans, not other groups. So I guess, when you get these groups, like, how many sort of quilts do they normally look for? You know, are they looking for one or two, or are they looking for a number?
For a number of people just say whatever you have available.
Yep.
Some people might, you know, they might ask for just a couple, and I'd say, well, I've got 10 on the shelf, or we've got a project and we can, you know, make 20 over the next, you know, 2 months or so. But you know, people, I think of these organisations, they don't ask for a lot, but when we kind of offer, and they say, oh, that's really generous, and we're here to help.
I guess they're a bit embarrassed that, you know, if they ask for 10 and you say, oh, no, that's too many, I guess they don't want to sort of push their luck. But on the other hand, I mean, that's what you ladies do.
Yes, yeah. And there are so many groups. We're all supporting each other. You know, Backpacks for Kids, Life's Little Treasures, Refuge Victoria, Cottage by the Sea, Southern Cross Kids Camp. Everyone's doing amazing work supporting vulnerable people.
I'd like to think that one day there will be no need for any of you, but I can guarantee in my lifetime, the next, that's not going to happen.
No, I think there's always a need, and in community, and as part of being community, supporting others.
Libby, I'm going to ask you a question. I know I asked you this before because I've interviewed you before, but we're all the time getting... Oh, pardon me. We're all the time getting new listeners. Why did you, Libby, decide to get involved with Quilts for Orphans?
I enjoy doing sewing and I always wanted to do some quilting. I think for me, because I started when I was working full-time in quite a stressful job.
Yep.
And just joining in with the ladies one Saturday a month just gave a little bit of an outlet, but also connections for me to make with, you know, other people doing something with purpose, but meeting and connecting with others and learning new skills.
So how did you find, and there's a reason behind this question, how did you find Quilts for Orphans?
I actually knew Gaynor, who started the group. And she would see me from time to time and she'd say, you need to come along. And I go, yes, I know Gaynor. So other people, and I guess that's, you know, how do any of us kind of find out? We have know somebody who says, actually, you need to come along.
And that's the reason why I ask it, because there will be ladies at home now thinking, oh, maybe I could do something. So we're going to try and give them a little bit of a kick along and suggest that they should come along.
Yes.
Apart from what they're doing, as you say, doing something for purpose, you're also doing something, well, apart from, you really could be making some of these young, particularly young children and elderly, feel as though somebody really cares.
Yes.
And the other thing, at the same time, you can have a fun morning.
Fun morning, fun day. We always have morning tea. We bring our own lunch, but there's always the tea and coffee on. Yeah.
And in some of these organisations, you do more talking than working, although in your organisation, you probably keep working the whole time you're talking.
We do.
Libby, we've got to go. We're fast running out of time. It's always a pleasure to have you in. Could you give us all your contact details again, please?
Yes. So email info@quiltsfororphans.org. Our website is www.quiltsfororphans.org.
Any dots in between Quilts for Orphans?
No. All one word.
Yep. Could we have that again? I interrupt you.
www.quiltsfororphans.org. And if you go to the website, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Yep. And we do have a calendar of events as well. So
And people could also donate.
Yes, absolutely.
Not necessarily material at the moment.
Not at the moment.
But they can stockpile it a bit themselves for when you do need it.
Yeah.
Or I guess you've got to buy parts of these, don't you? Like the
we do. We have to buy the wadding and some backing fabrics.
So it would be nice to be able to get some money. All right, just quickly, we're running out of time. Mont Delancey's the 15th of November.
First.
First
to the 9th.
I couldn't even read my own writing. First of the 9th.
And of November.
Over 50s?
Over 50s, sewing heart-to-heart workshop on Saturday, October the 11th at Hoddles Creek Hall.
Yep. And on the 18th?
Is our stall at Fairs Fair at TLC Church, Canterbury Road, Bayswater.
Got to go, Libby. Thank you very much for coming in and I wish you and your group well.
Thank you.
Thanks.